You're listening to Radio Hangar, aviation talk powered by AI, fueled by passion. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramped Check. And today I'm going to do my absolute best to put you right in the middle of the most visceral, ground-shaking, eardrum-rattling aviation experience on the planet. We're talking about the Reno Air Races. The National Championship Air Races, out at Reno Stead Airport in northern Nevada. If you've never been, buckle in. If you have been, you already know exactly what I'm about to describe, and you're probably grinning right now. Let me take you there. You drive north, out of Reno, past the casinos, past the subdivisions, up into the high desert. The elevation out here is about 5,200 feet, and you feel it. The air is thin and dry, and the sun hits different at altitude. You pull into the parking area, and the first thing you notice before you even get out of your car is the sound. It's this distant, angry buzz, like a swarm of hornets the size of school buses. That's the racers on the course. And your heart rate picks up immediately, because you know what's coming. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First, solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So you walk through the gates and out onto the ramp area, and Stead just opens up in front of you. This is not your typical airport experience. The ramp at Reno during race week is organized chaos in the best possible way. You've got pit rows lined up like a motorsport paddock, canopies and tool carts and ground power units and crews in matching shirts hunched over engines that produce more horsepower than anything has a right to produce. I'm standing on the ramp at pit row, and directly in front of me is an unlimited class racer, a modified P-51 Mustang, and I say modified loosely because at this point it barely resembles the World War II fighter it started as. The wings have been clipped, the canopy has been cut down to a low-profile bubble, the paint is slick, no rivets showing, everything flush. The Merlin engine, or in some cases a Griffin swap, has been tweaked and boosted and coaxed into producing somewhere north of 3,000 horsepower. Stock was about 1,500. These teams have doubled that and then some. The crew chief is a guy named Danny. He's been wrenching on race planes at Reno for over 20 years. His hands are permanently stained with oil. And he talks about his engine the way some people talk about their children, with pride, with worry, with an intimate knowledge of every sound and vibration. I ask him what keeps him coming back year after year. He doesn't even hesitate. He says, it's the only place left where you can push a piston engine to its absolute limit. There's no simulator for this. There's no wind tunnel that replicates what happens at 480 miles per hour 50 feet off the sagebrush. You build it, you trust it, and you hold your breath. And that's the thing about Reno that separates it from every other aviation event. This is not a static display. This is not a polished airshow routine with smoke and music. This is raw competition. Pylons on a closed course in the desert. The unlimited class races on a roughly 8-mile course marked by telephone poles with 55-gallon drums painted bright yellow on top. The pilots pull up to 6 Gs in the turns, flying at prop-tip heights that would make an FAA inspector faint, and they do it wheel to wheel, sometimes 3 or 4 aircraft jockeying for position at speeds approaching 500 miles per hour.
You have to see this from the grandstands to understand the scale of it. You pick up the airplane maybe 2 miles out. It's a dot. Then it's a shape. Then it's a screaming, howling blur that rips past the home pylon with a sound that hits you in the chest. Not your ears, your chest. The Merlins have this unmistakable wail, this 12-cylinder supercharged shriek that's somewhere between a pipe organ and a chainsaw. It's the most beautiful, ugly sound in aviation. But here's what I love about walking the ramp. The unlimiteds get all the glory. But there are 6 racing classes at Reno, and every single one of them has stories worth telling. Walk down the line past the unlimiteds, and you hit the sport class. These are mostly Glassair and Lancair kit-built aircraft, modified for speed. The pilots here are weekend warriors in the best sense. Dentists and contractors and airline captains who spend their off time squeezing 10 more knots out of a home built. The budgets are smaller. The passion is identical. I watched a husband and wife team from Oregon going over their race strategy on a whiteboard propped against the wing of their Glassair 3. She flies. He's the crew chief. They've been doing this together for 9 years. She told me qualifying day is still the most nerve-wracking day of her life, every single time. Then there's the T-6 class. The North American T-6 Texan, that round engine, 600 horsepower World War II trainer that sounds like a thunderstorm gargling gravel. The T-6 class is where a lot of pilots get their start in air racing, and the camaraderie in that pit row is something else. These are planes built in the 1940s, flying a race course in the desert, and the people who fly them treat each other like family, fierce competitors in the air, best friends on the ground.
I grabbed lunch at the food court area, which at Reno is its own kind of spectacle. You've got everything from tri-tip sandwiches to Korean barbecue, and you eat it sitting on aluminum bleachers with the smell of avgas and high-octane race fuel mixing with wood smoke from the barbecue pits. Every few minutes the PA system crackles to life, and you hear the race starters calling the aircraft onto the course. Gentlemen, you have a race. That phrase sends a jolt through the entire crowd every single time after lunch. I walked out to the far side of the field where the jet class operates. Now this is the newer addition to Reno, and it's a completely different animal. These are L-39 Albatross jets, Czech-built military trainers racing the course at over 500 miles per hour. The sound profile is totally different from the piston classes. It's a deep, rolling thunder instead of that high-pitched scream, and the speed is deceptive. Jets look slower than they are because they're bigger and cleaner, but when one of those L-39s banks hard around pylon 7 and you see the vapor streaming off the wingtips, you realize just how much energy is involved in what you're watching. The biplanes are out there too, the Formula 1 class, tiny little aircraft with engines making about 100 horsepower, racing at over 200 miles per hour. These are purpose-built racers, most of them, and the pit area looks like a model airplane club had a growth spurt. Everything is miniature and precise and lovingly maintained. But let me tell you about the moment that stopped me in my tracks.
Late afternoon. The sun is getting low over the Sierra Nevada to the west, and the light turns everything gold. The last unlimited heat race of the day is about to launch. I'm standing near the end of the runway behind the safety line, and six modified Mustangs and Sea Furies and Bearcats are lined up on the ramp, engines idling. The sound is unreal. Six massive radial and inline engines rumbling and popping, and the ground is vibrating under my feet. Then they start rolling. One by one, throttles come forward, and the noise builds and builds until it's not noise anymore. It's just pressure, pure energy. They lift off in sequence and bank hard left onto the course, and within 30 seconds they've disappeared behind the hills to the north. Then, silence. Well, relative silence. The crowd is buzzing, people are pointing, binoculars come up, and then you hear it building again from the north, that wail getting louder, getting closer, and then they come screaming around the final turn and down the home stretch, and six airplanes pass the grandstand in a loose gaggle at 460 miles per hour, and the crowd absolutely erupts. I talk to a first-time spectator, a young woman from Sacramento who came with her dad. She was literally shaking. She said she'd watched videos online and thought she understood what it would be like. She did not understand. Nobody does until they feel it. Her dad, a private pilot with about 300 hours, had tears in his eyes. He said he'd been meaning to come to Reno for 15 years and kept putting it off. He told me, don't ever put this off. Life's too short. That's the ramp at Reno. It's not just an air show, it's a pilgrimage for the crews. It's months of preparation compressed into one blistering week in September. For the pilots, it's the closest thing to combat flying that exists outside of a military cockpit. For the spectators, it's an experience that rewires your understanding of what an airplane can do and what the people who fly them are made of.
If you're thinking about making the trip, here's what you need to know. Stead Airport, Romeo Tango Sierra, sits in the high desert north of Reno. If you're flying in during race week, pay close attention to the temporary flight restrictions and the notices to air missions. Airspace gets complicated fast. There are designated fly-in parking areas, and volunteers will marshal you to a tie-down. Bring your own tie-downs and chocks, and bring sunscreen because the desert sun at 5,200 feet will cook you faster than you think. Nights get cold, you'll want layers, and bring ear protection, especially if you're going to be anywhere near the unlimited pits during engine runs. There's nothing else like it in the world. The Isle of Man TT has motorcycles, Lamont has sports cars, Reno has warbirds doing nearly 500 miles per hour at rooftop altitude, and when those engines fire up and the desert shakes, you understand why people build their whole year around this one week in Nevada. Now, I want to be honest with you, the future of racing at Stead has had some question marks. The Reno Air Racing Association, or RARA, and the community have been working through what the next chapter looks like. Things change, venues evolve. But the spirit of air racing, that raw, competitive, mechanical brilliance, that's not going anywhere. The people I met on that ramp will find a way to race. They always have.
Before I let you go, here's where today's reporting draws from. Historical information about the race classes and Stead Airport comes from the Reno Air Racing Association and General Aviation reporting from the Air Racing History Project. Aircraft specifications reference Jane's All the World's Aircraft and the Experimental Aircraft Association. The EAA airport information comes from FAA resources. This is an AI-generated broadcast brought to you by the team at Radio Hangar, created by pilots who believe aviation stories deserve to be told and told well. If you want more, come find us at RadioHangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go find your race. Go find that thing that shakes the ground under your feet and puts tears in your eyes, and when you do, tell somebody about it. That's how we keep this alive. Radio Hangar, clear skies and tailwinds.